Good evening. Hello, Miss Blue. How are you this evening? Ah, you sound fine. Coming back over, Miss Mental Telepathy. You sound like you're really enjoying life right now. That's very good. I'm glad to hear it because you got some good news coming tonight. This good news is in the form of the voice of your husband coming to you over the airwaves and coming to you on Wednesday the 23rd of April. And this good news is that it's now the 23rd and several days closer to my homecoming than it was the 20th when I wrote. How's that for good news? Let you down? No, don't let you down, baby. Because the reason that I've got good news is that I'm in real good health. And that I'm sitting on top of the world waiting for the ship to take me home so you can say, this is my ship coming in. Two people will be very happy in another couple of months. And I'll be one, and the person receiving the sound on the other end of this tape will be the other. Or if it's a group, will be the others, because everyone there will be very willing to see me come in and shake my hand and say, howdy, Carly, how you doing? Isn't that real good? Well, I look on an advertisement in the paper, on the weather report on the front of the Stars and Stripes the other day, and it said the high in Denver was 43 and the low was 23. Now, that was about 20 or 19 or 18. That's pretty cold, 43. I thought you guys had up to 75. I did see a 65 in days since then, too. But that old Colorado cold can really get to you, I'll bet. Right now I'm sitting here in my shorts and I got the door open on the west side and the windows open on the east side. And overhead I got a big old overhead fan just a whirling away. And the breeze is a coming through and it must be close to 85, I guess. Pretty hot. It gets out in the 90s now outside in the daytime, and that just makes your old perspiration pop out all over on your skivvy shirts, and it's pretty hot stuff. Pretty hot stuff, that old sun. Well, we don't mind a little heat here and there with our meals. We just won't want to, so hot that there's no break. But we have had a lot of breeze here recently. I don't know whether that spring breeze doesn't bring in much cool, it doesn't bring in much clouds. There was a formation of clouds up towards the mountains this evening, but all it did was hide the sun a little when it went down. And we were hoping that the sun wouldn't go down so fast. Somebody wanted to take some pictures of a motor transport school they'd set up. They wanted to take them with a chopper when it came around. They borrowed my camera, the one that takes instant pictures. When you want to think of something, you never can. Anyway, I don't know whether they did or not. They got them or not. They didn't bring the camera back. Well, tomorrow I think I'll head up toward Da Nang. Just a little cruise, I guess, and have them take a thump on my heart and bend over and spread your cheeks and things like that. Take a physical. I got to take a physical before I go back to the States. So I guess I go up and check it, have them look me over and thump me around. I didn't know whether I was going to make it or not, because yesterday I thought I was going to die. I woke up in the morning, I was real sick, had to go to the bathroom, and I went to the bathroom and I had the diarrhea and my bones ached and I hurt all over and I really felt lousy. So I went down to the office and then I came home and I said, boy, I can't do it. So I came home and took some pills and lolled around feeling sorry for myself, and I took some more pills and some Buffering, and then in the afternoon I thought I felt a little better, so I got up and started back to the office, and I said, oh no, not for me. So I came back and went to bed. Well, I slept all the time, and I slept last night. I had a good night's sleep, and I woke up this morning and I thought, well, kind of woozy here. So I went down the office, and about 10 o'clock I got so tired and so dizzy that I came on home, went to bed, and laid down. At least 1 o'clock or 12 o'clock I got up and had a bowl of soup and come up and rested. And at 2 o'clock I went back to work, and by golly, by 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock I was all set to go. And here I am, as healthy as I ever was. I think I lost a couple of pounds in the day that I didn't eat and lost a little, so I'll continue to eat less. Maybe it's a good time to break down and get under 200 again. Anyway, I'm going up to Da Nang for this physical, the first part of it, and I think by the end of the week I'll have a payday coming up, and I'll be able to get my money up there. Maybe I can get the exam tomorrow and go over to the Naval Hospital on Thursday and or on Friday and pick up my money Saturday and come home. That'll be a good trip. So I'll see what I can do tomorrow in Da Nang. It's a way to break the monotony anyway, get out of here and go up and see some people about some things. All right, Da Nang, here I come. Stand by. Anything you want in Da Nang, honey? That sickness was the darndest thing I've had. It hit me just like a passing whirlwind and spewed me around a little while and dropped me out, but recovery come real fast, so I'm real glad. Well, along with all this hot weather, there always comes a lot of problems for some reason or other. Got a lot of local stuff going on. I'll give you a kind of a rundown here. Let's see. Today, I got 4 kids back from Da Nang that had gone up there to generator school, and 2 of them were women learning to run a generator. So they come back. One of them was a maid, one of our maids we had working for us, young Ko named Komeo. Komeo was glad to get back, and she come right in and helped bun up, getting supper and washing around and cooking and flitting around here in the work. And now she wants to stay here like she did before, and I don't know whether we got room or not, but I'm going to put her on the generator out here and see how she does. She and Kosei, see if they can run them. We've been ordered to cut down some people in our logistics section. Logistics are the people who help the GVN in their warehouse. We've been ordered to do away with the section, and I've had permission to keep 10, and we got a RIF 11. So when you RIF them, you reduce them in force, and you send them a notice and that they've got to quit by the end of the month, and it's kind of tough to riff these people because they make a fairly decent living. At least it's something for them to do. And they've all been riffed. And then I get some people in here to be hired. And these ones that are riffed have the privilege of being hired before anybody else if I can find any jobs for them. And so people come want to hire new ones, I have to take these old ones. I think it's a good deal for them who are being cut out because of the change in job pattern. Well, also I got back from Da Nang a pay record that I'd sent up on the TCNs, which are the third country nationals. And Nora, the gal, typed it up on the wrong form because she didn't have any others. So they sent it back and said, you're not supposed to use these, and use those forms, use these, and don't send them up anymore. Made me kind of mad the way it was written. Then I found an old piece of paper a few days ago. It was in a kind of a classified folder I had that I inherited, and I took over the safe, and I got to looking through it, and there was a confidential report on a man. I didn't pay any attention to it. It was in Vietnamese, so I had the interpreter, late Tom, and translate it, and it turned out to be a generator operator that we've got working here in our compound. And this generator operator apparently was a VC in 1966, to the extent that he taught school in a VC in the VC country, and later was a tax collector in one of the hamlets that was VC. So I've got there's a VC out here roaming around, but he's been here a couple of years and hasn't harmed anybody, and I suspect that if we knew how many VC was roaming up and down the street, we'd all turn gray. Then on top of that, Steve Reamer, the local police advisor, came in, and he wants to move some patrol from one compound where they have a berth to his compound that has a big bunker, and he's got lots of problems, and we have to wait for the boss to come back so he can make a decision on it. Old Steve, we've been putting CBs in that bunker, in a big bunker he's got. CBs that come down and work on the hospital, and they're rowdies, and they keep everybody awake, and Steve can't do anything with them, and he don't want anybody in there anymore. He don't want his CBs. So I don't blame him for hollering. We've got, today I had lots of warehouse problems. It seems as though we've got to do some building on the warehouse, and we've got to get some more material in, and the Army is trying to get the property account book, and when they get a property account book, they have to be a regular department and get the equipment out of the Army, and they have to stow it separate from anything else, so we've got big problems in that area, and I think they're going to have to be solved before too long, mostly about space. Because I'm pretty sure that there's not enough space where we are to take care of things, and I'm almost positive that there isn't enough security down there for the Army issue. This is going to create some problems, since we're about ready to take over, since the Army's about ready to take over their new property account book, and actually nothing's been done on it to any good extent. But we'll have to take that up in the morning, I guess. And since I'm becoming a short timer, I think I'm getting that short timer's attitude. It doesn't worry me too much whether there is a kind of a situation solved here or not, because I'm sure I'm not coming back here. Well, I've got lots of problems. I guess one of them is packing all my gear. I got to get this stuff out of here and send it home, and I think I'm allowed 300 pounds to ship.